This is WSN.
We're just electrocuted.
Live from the Salisbury Center in Manassas, episode 7.5, until they kick us out.
Well, it's 7 with a half, John. We already went over this.
And I'm Nikki France.
And I'm Simone Reddington.
And we're coming to you live from the Salisbury Center podcast studio, the Wild Style Network, in our sweet little town of Manassas.
Until they kick us out. Sorry, I screwed that up.
We're live, so you can't be doing that. I'm mortified.
You're not mortified.
I'm super scared, but it's a Monday. It is a Monday.
Monday at 2:30. 3:30
in the afternoon. Yeah, and here we are. And so hopefully some of you can tune in like while you're at work. Maybe my friend Allie, hi. But we are actually doing something special today because we've been doing our regular episodes and our half episodes.
We're trying to figure out what we're doing.
We're going to combine them.
Yes.
We're going to combine them because we only have 15 days until the election.
And Simone's got some in the time crunch. And I got some news and things that I want to talk about. We have fun stuff because we haven't been able to talk about the fun stuff and it's killing me.
But rather than just crank out a bunch of different episodes, we're going to do a combine one.
It's 7 with a dash of half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just with a little smidge of half. So here we are. What did you do today?
What did I do today? Well, we'll get to that.
Okay.
That's part of my story.
I'll talk about
what did you do today? Because you've been off today.
I've been off today. Started the day, went to the gym.
You're so fit.
Everybody can tell. And then I went and got my pedicure from my friend Julie at Q Nails. Her shop is right next to where, to Tang's.
Tang's. Oh, right in that shopping center by Semifreddo?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. And then I went and got a massage with Melissa Brooks at Sparta Works. My little plug for her. And I bought Simone.
I have been gifted a massage. I can't wait to meet Melissa.
Yeah.
And I'm going to come in for the Nikki.
She's going to
love it. Give me a Nikki.
She's going to love it. We love her. And she's super popular. So you got to book in advance.
I know.
But I just.
I was hoping she could take me at 4:30.
I know. In your dreams. Anyway, what do you got here?
So I want to start out with some shout outs. And this is my favorite one. I'm wearing my favorite t-shirt today that says "Good Moms Say Bad Words."
Sorry, Brenda.
Yeah. But I'd like to make an announcement that I am going to make an effort to say less bad words.
You're welcome, Brenda.
And I'll tell you why. Because I got a fan. His name is Connor. And he lives across the street from me. And he's 5 years old. And he listens to the Simone cast.
Do you not love that?
And she'll do saying bad words.
No.
And so he was so excited to tell me he was coming home from school the other day. And he jumped out of the car and he told me he voted. He'd gone with mommy to vote. And he told me he voted for Mayor Tang.
Mayor Tang.
Leader to civic duty. Yes. He's 5-year-old Connor is Team Tang. And I absolutely love that. Like really, really, really sweet. So what's up, Connor?
What's up, Connor?
You're this Ms. many. Simone might say some bad words.
This many.
She's going to try for you and one of my top fans, Bailey, wink, wink, to say less.
And for Brenda.
Vulgar words. And for Brenda.
Speaking of Brenda, actually, she and my coworker Charlotte used to do. Remember when we, like episode 2 or 3, we're talking about Betty Anastasia that had passed away?
Yes.
We have a special birthday coming up, and this woman used to come and get her hair done with some of my friends at work in that time frame back in the Manassas location when Betty was coming and when Annie was coming, Annie Hairover. And now my friend Loretta still does her hair.
Yeah.
We're talking about Mrs. Leggett.
Mrs. Leggett, soon to be 100 years old.
100
and
years old.
And she's like, I mean, 20 years ago, she was spry as can be, and she's the same way. I ran into her daughter, Sharon, at TJ Maxx, and she, what's up, Sharon?
Hi, TJ Maxx.
I ran into Sharon as I was sitting there loading up on more stuff that I don't need at TJ Maxx, because they get you good. But she said she was planning Mrs. Leggett's 100th birthday, and I thought that was so wonderful. Mrs. Leggett was very, very good friends with Mitch's godfather, Roger Michael. We call them Rara, and he was just such a dear part of our family. And every time I talk to every time I see Sharon, I'm always like, you know, tell Miss Leggett I thought about this. And we share our stories about Rara. I love it. I love it. Because, you know, you're holding on to those people you've lost. And Miss Leggett, 100 years old, she has been around for a long time.
Born on November 25th.
1924.
And so her birthday kind of right before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
She and Nana lived, my Nana lived on the same street.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how well they actually knew each other. Yeah. I think that they had...
According to Sharon, Miss Leggett loves you. So.
Well, I love her. Yeah. And she used to come in the salon and like just talk about like just
her accent.
Classy.
Her accent. She's from London. Yeah. And she just has this gorgeous...
I don't know. I can't.
Anybody with accents. Everybody with accents, they always make anything. They could talk about.
Sure, but not. But Miss Leggett is special.
Beautiful
and,
person.
And she just always like her hair, obviously well done, but just always dressed and just always, looked impeccable. And you've got a few things here written down. You want to read them? Born in London.
She was a war bride. She married her husband during the war. And he was in the Air Force stationed in England. And they met, they married, and then they remained in England and survived many bombings, spent time in bomb shelters, survived the war together. And I think that's so beautiful and so, love story.
And ended up here in Manassas, Virginia.
Yeah, that's where.
I love it. I love it. And I love her. And I love you, Miss Leggett. And happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Mrs. Leggett.
We have to,
Oh, I can't wait to
see something special.
Yeah. We need to get her picture.
For sure.
I want to share a picture with everybody because she's just a doll. And it's actually funny because I have another neighbor that just had an 80th birthday, TR's mom, Robbie. So happy birthday, Robbie.
Happy birthday, Robbie.
Love you. I hope she got a lot of gelato. Can I talk about my next one?
Go.
I want to, because it's October and it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. My mother has had breast cancer twice. She's a double survivor. She had it 25 years ago, and then she battled it just recently. And I believe in a lot of different foundations, but there's one in particular that I want everybody to know, to learn about, know about, and to donate to, because one of my friends, one of my neighbors started it, and my neighbor's name is Jennifer Layden, and you met her. You met her at, I think, Sinistral. She's hysterical. She was there with her husband. She is one of the dearest people in my life. She started the Ann Clark Dollard Foundation, I want to say 2010, 2011, when her sister passed away from breast cancer. But she started this foundation, and it's quite amazing. The stuff they have done in the past 13, 14 years. I mean, it's not just, this isn't just breast cancer research, which I think is where the thought stemmed from. But she reaches out, and she takes care of all of these families that are affected by cancer, specifically ones that I can think of are pediatric cases local here in our town. But I mean, they do things like buy groceries, pay bills that or pay house payments or provide rides, even, at end of life care, things for the family. It's quite incredible. The Ann Clark Dollar Foundation. And I'd really love for everybody. You want to talk about a hometown hero.
I love it.
Jennifer, my girl, she's something else.
We'll put all that on the socials.
Yeah, I'm going to put her website where you can send money, where you can learn more. And I'd also like to give out a shout out to Bonnie, City Tavern Bonnie, because she was the one who was like, you need to talk about Jennifer. Oh, she's right there.
We have our chat
Bonnie,
up. So when you, if you leave us a comment, we can see the chat. No, I love Bonnie.
Yes. Make her one of the, as soon as she said that, I was mad at myself. I was like, why didn't I think of that before to say something about Jennifer?
Yeah.
She's an incredible person.
Well, and then you also with like the larger charities, I'm always so weary.
Susan G. Komen, that's the one I want to go to all the time because that's the most familiar, but this is something here and something that's going to make an effect make a difference to someone nearby.
Yeah. And I love that because, this house explosion that happened out in Haymarket last week.
Wild.
Someone had made a fraudulent GoFundMe. And then Inside Nova shared one. And
Isn't that terrible?
Well, I saw a little bit ago, they took it down inside Nova. They've contacted GoFundMe to verify it. And they're like, we'll put it back up. Because here's all these people locally opening their hearts and being like, you know, here, I got, you know,
you
I got
20 help.
Bucks. Like, let me help you, you know, get back, you know, going. So that I believe that the real one will be posted again. But
okay,
we got some great news like 2 hours ago.
Unbelievable.
About so horrible explosion displaced these families. It was actually two families that I believe were living in the house. They each had children. Everybody is safe. All the people are safe. But there was a dog and I believe a cat or two that were inside the house. 6 days after they this explosion happens,
miracle.
They find this dog.
Yay!
I mean, he was alive. He was in the rubble. I guess he maybe was in the basement and somehow, but no food, no water. Or
6 days.
6 days, and he's alive. And yeah. He's a pit bull, which is why everybody should have one of those. But, you know, and then
Can't hurt me.
Can you believe that?
I'm like, so excited for that family. I mean, can you imagine? Uh-uh. Especially, like, children. You know, you lose everything.
Oh, my God. Mandrina's tuning in from Norway. Oh! I love you, and I miss
Norway, my goodness.
I have cool friends.
You do have cool friends.
Hi, Mandrina. But this is amazing.
That's incredible.
And so I just thought it was...
It's a blessing.
We had to talk about it because it just
came out today.
Yeah. What else you got here about the Fall Jubilee, speaking of October?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, thank you for reminding me because I got all screwed up there. So, yeah, I actually just talked about Robbie a minute ago. Robbie, she just turned 80. But her son, they live... nearby. Mm-hmm. And I've always seen her son. His name is T.R. Dearden. Mm-hmm. And super, super nice guy. I haven't really gotten to know him until recently. And I was standing next to him. We went to the Fall Jubilee. Did you go? You went to the... We saw each other at the Fall Jubilee. It was like...
Duh, it was when the ribbon was playing.
Got us. Right. Oh. And I was standing with TR, and this woman came walking up to him and she said, oh, are you the guy that gave us the pics last year? And I was like, you know, and I'm kind of like listening, but not really listening. And he was like, oh, yeah. And they started chatting and I'm watching the band warm up. And he turns to me after she walked away and he said, I do this thing with pics when I give a tip to the band. Now, that's one thing I've noticed with TR. Every time I go see a band, he's there. Like, he is already there. He is huge on the music scene in Manassas.
The local scene. He loves to. That's what his whole Facebook I've noticed is like sharing.
He loves the music. Yeah. And so, and he's always got a hat. I know, you know, you all know, you've all seen him. I'll post a picture. But he said, I do this thing with the bills and picks. And I was like, well, what are you talking about? And he said that he had worked in the restaurant industry for many, many years. And he always appreciated when somebody did something kind of cool or different when they gave a tip. And he learned how to fold bills really cool. In fact, in 1976, he went to the prom with $100 bow tie that he made.
That's my worth man like TR $7 million
in 2024.
Did he work in the origami industry? That's what it looks like. He spent some time
in
Japan.
But I hope TR got lucky with his $100 bow tie.
I bet he did.
So, yeah, he tips these bands with not a dollar. He spends a lot more money, but for the sake of me, he showed me, he made this dollar for me, but then inside he puts
another $100.
No, he puts in a gold dollar.
Okay.
And that gives a little weight. So when he tosses it, yeah, it goes in, but then he also has these custom picks that say, Manassas, Virginia, Rockin' Old Town, TR. And these are like specialty picks. He is, I think this is the cutest thing ever. I told him, I was like, TR, just like that, you became cooler than the Fall Jubilee.
Oh my God.
But then.
And he's no fool putting that in there.
No, yeah. It's like a strategy and people remember him. And I love that he goes the extra mile because a tip is a tip. But when you do something like this, yeah, a tip is just the tip. But when you do something like this, it's really exciting.
That's awesome.
So, who
was playing then?
Cerebrum. I met their mother, Angie. She was so fun, so cute. Cerebrum is the sister used to be a part of it, but now she's gone off to college. Mm-hmm. So it's now a 15-year-old, a 12-year-old, and a 10-year-old. The 10-year-old's on the drums. Like, mom is running up going, drink your water, drink your water. And she comes back. She goes, it's way too hot up there. He needs to stay hydrated. And I was like, yeah.
We saw them from afar. And so I just good. Saw like little Beastie arms and
boys.
Legs. Like,
I mean, yeah. they were jamming. Yeah. There was nobody in that street standing still. I mean, there was no way you could not feel compelled to these boys were just singing and playing their hearts out, guitar, lead, and drums, and
awesome.
Cerebrum. I highly recommend checking them out.
Courtney doesn't know where to watch this. Hang on, let me tell her really quick.
And while we're talking, while she's doing that,
she sees.
We did do an episode 6.5, mm-hmm. and I've encountered a bunch of people that did not know that. And we don't know what happened. I think it's something in the listing. John's going to figure that out. So 6.5 is around, and it's good.
Yeah, it's very good. I had some guys yell at me at, not yell, but kindly hoot. And they were like, oh, we love 6.5. So it's like some people have seen it. It didn't line up on our YouTube correctly, but it is there.
If you don't know it's there, you won't see it.
Yeah.
And if you have to really dig for it, but it should be fixed.
You should watch it after this.
Yeah, because I am going to revisit a couple of things. This will probably be our last political talk before the election. I sure hope so.
Yeah, I sure hope
I'm over
too.
It.
Boring.
It is boring. Yeah. I feel like I'm floating out here in space away from you, and I don't like that.
Maybe a little. I'm just not like a super political person. I mean, I know what my brain and my gut tell me, and I go with that. But getting like diving in and making myself like super involved or whatever, like that is your thing and you're great at it for right now, but it's not, it scares me.
It scares you. I did a podcast interview with Uriah Kaiser, and he did it. I was pooping in my pants.
That's right. I saw the product. But yeah, she did. And you can see that over on their
Potomac Locals YouTube page. And I believe it's on, I don't think I shared it on our page. I will. So.
Yeah, but it was like
I'm sick of hearing myself talk too.
Nobody else is. I don't know what your problem is.
God.
I don't know enough. Well, I don't know what I don't know.
Yeah.
And I mean, I learn stuff from you. I do my own research. I mean, I try to reach out. I try to like get more information. It doesn't always work.
Well, it does work too, because like, and when we get on to the next part of this show, I mean, I can tell you and hopefully inform you like other people should be informed.
Well, you know, I went back and Stephen Kent had posted like part of our first episode the other day. Mm-hmm. And then like I hadn't revisited it, you know, for a while. And like we'd talk about Tang running for mayor. And what's cool is like I've had people that don't even live in Manassas anymore, but did at one point message me and they're like, Tang's running for mayor.
Tang? The clothes, and, you know, the clothes fixer?
Yeah. And so I'm like, see, we're all learning, which I think is awesome. And then not to switch gears too quick, but I do want to get... Mm-hmm. Did you go to the Meredith House, Anna?
I did go to the Meredith
House. And you ate food there? It was what was the deal?
Oh my gosh. So if anybody doesn't know what the Meredith House is, it is a really kind of new concept coming to Old Town. And I'm here for it. It's exciting. Sean Porter and some partners... they have gotten together to renovate this old house that they've named the Meredith House from a prior family that lived there. And it's this cool old house right on the main drag. And they're turning it into almost like a social club.
Like a speakeasy.
Where you can buy in. And I love it because we don't have a country club or anything like that in town.
That is right up your alley. I'm poor.
Will you come as my guest?
Yes,
I've already told Sean, no pressure, Sean, but we're waiting for our...
Until they kick us out
invitation.
No, he's like, nobody wants to align with him. And like, no. No, I have not met him,
I don't think. It is so cool. The place itself, and I love what Val, one of his partners, she used this phrase, we're building the plane as we're flying it. I love that. Don't you love that?
Not if I'm on an actual plane, but like for this metaphor. Yes. Yeah, totally awesome. Yes. But like not otherwise. But yeah, they took this to historic home. They Completely revamped. It looks insane.
They gave us a whole spiel on it and a history, and we took a tour. And then they have this amazing chef. I'll talk more about that when we, because I didn't bring her car. I didn't even think about it.
Yeah, next time.
So they made scallops. And they were like super fancy with the shell. And so then I said, because Eric Wiewerka, was there. And I said, if you want me to join, you find me 24 more scallops.
I want like 24 now.
You don't give me teasers. That's not how this rolls.
Yeah.
They did make up for it though in a an apple dessert that was hot, but it was on a really small plate, and they just gave you a spoon to eat it with. And when we were sitting in the parlor with all the fancy carpet and fancy furniture, and I'm thinking, I am going to be the first person to spill all caramel all over this. So I picked it up and just ate it off the plate.
Yeah.
And then I was already in it. So I just started licking it.
Fun brand.
Maybe that might be why we don't have our invite.
I think that probably has everything to do with it. But little side note.
I can be good.
Side note, at Nathan's, they have their apples out for the season. Their hot apples out for the season.
It's good stuff.
So the food was amazing. The scallops were amazing.
The food was amazing. The building's amazing.
I can't wait to go.
It's really, really, really cool. And I think it's going to be really exciting. You know, it gives people an opportunity to network, to meet up, to take people if they have somebody in town. And you can't necessarily go to a restaurant because, of course, I would want that to be your first choice. Take them to one of our amazing restaurants. But Meredith House would be a nice place if you do need a little bit more of an intimate conversation or just something a little bit more private. That would be a wonderful
option. And just something to razzle-dazzle them.
Yeah, and if you're bougie, then you just freaking like it.
Yeah, come welcome to Manassas, a little Meredith House. Come up and see me sometime.
And Mitch likes the idea of being a founding father. Well, I think it's founding member, but I call it founding father. He likes pretty, that clout.
Pretty waspy. I also saw, speaking of scallops and food, saw today that Will from CJ Finn's made a post saying
Smiles.
I don't know. Not Smiles. Yeah. Hi. That they are going to do a revamp, that he said that they're going to do a couple of like cosmetic touch-ups, and that they're like, we're getting back to our specials. We have some exciting things for fall. And so if you hadn't been to Finn's for a while, you know, they've got some exciting things going on. So I took some notes. They have like multiple like specialty fall beers, if that's your thing. They have two different pumpkin ales, some other kinds of festive ones. Their other new drinks are, they have a coffee old fashioned, a new espresso martini. And then they have these, you know, Wicked, the movie Wicked from like Broadway, like what's coming out of the movie. They have an Ozpresso Martini and Ozmopolitan.
I like that.
Popular Pink Punch and a couple of other things. But what I'm looking for, oh my God, I was covering my face again. Sorry, every man who's complained. they have a new, several new menu items and some specials. Spinach and cheese pumpkin ravioli. I'm getting that.
I want to try that. I don't know how I feel about that.
How about
I'm
that?
I'm not a huge pumpkin person.
Well, I just put the spinach and cheese. But listen, you saw that apple croissant dessert.
I know.
I saw you comment on the post.
I know. It looked, Amelia posted it and it looked incredible.
Yeah. So I just wanted to toss that out there that they, they've got some really exciting fall things going on, because nothing really gets me going more than like, fall.
Are you
holiday.
A happy fall, y'all,
yeah,
girl?
Yeah. But without being that at all. Am I being
weird? Yeah, something's
I feel like
cutting
it's
out.
Cutting out. Is it weird? Is it me?
Is it your, check your, are you leaning against your?
Try it now. Should we go now?
Check one, two, check. Red leather, yellow leather, unique New York. How now, brown cow. Okay, Annenberg Manor ribbon cutting. You went.
I'm so sad that you couldn't go with me to
well,
that.
Well, I work a full-time job.
Why do we still?
Bringing home the bacon.
Yeah.
Or bacon for us vegans out there.
I went to the Annenberg Manor ribbon cutting, and it was super exciting because I haven't been in there since it was a hospital, whatever you want to call it. And I am blown away. It's so cool. There's art on the walls. The floors are redone. All new windows. The air conditioner was pumping because it was like hot. We'd been standing out for the dedication and for mayor to speak and them to do the big scissors. But inside they had somebody playing the violin or something. And it was just, I was talking to somebody and they said that they already have booking requests for weddings next year.
Really?
And I am just freaking out about that. It's such a cool place. It's something that if you live in Manassas, you've driven by it. But to have that green space for events, that be a wedding venue or,
it was one of the things the city bought.
Yes.
And then they remodeled it.
Yes.
Surprise, but Jeff Pickard had a few comments during the renovation.
I'm so glad that he was there, and I must have missed him. Oh, I must have gone like after the crowds cleared out, maybe.
Mm-hmm. But he had some things to say. I love you, Jeff. Just pull on your leg. I do want to get over there because I love the fact that it's going to be available, you know, for events and things like
that.
And
really, it's a place cool.
You can take your dog. You can walk around. I do, in the future, one of the things we talk about will be like building history and things like that. I want to talk about the building history, but I want to talk about the things you hear like that.
I want the good stuff.
Yeah, that's the stuff I want. So that will come back. Like, we will revisit that later.
Yeah. But that was really cool. And I do believe that there are other Saturdays coming up. Like, I want to say it might even be the next two Saturdays. Don't quote me on that. I'll find it and I'll put it on the on our Facebook page or website or whatever.
I think
they're open houses like the next coming Saturdays.
And the was it paranormal tour?
Oh, there is something. Where is Mike's sister? She's the one that had all that. There is, but I think we passed it. I think it was last night.
Okay. Was it at Annenberg?
I do believe so. Okay. I don't know. That stuff really scares me. I'm scared to death.
I don't like it.
I can't even watch a scary commercial for a movie on TV. Oh, no.
And someone commented,
my aunt died there. Is that who you were going to say?
Yes. And she was like, I don't love the idea of this. And I was like, I get that. You know,
I would be all about my granddad died in the building next door. Like, I'd be all about.
Yeah.
Like,
well, Courtney's grandmother, she passed away there, Mimi. Hello. Mm-hmm. So this person that commented, she was like, I don't like this. I don't think we should be doing this.
She said, this hurts my soul.
Yeah. And like, I totally get that. And like, but I think there's going to be other people that are going to be like,
see
well,
it differently.
I would want to go. Yeah. Like Julie Lightworks, I'm sure. Like,
you know, yeah.
You know, that there would be a lot, you know, that you'd want to discover. So I just want to say, I see both sides. You know, I just wanted to respond to that real quick.
Definitely agree. Yeah. I mean, it's not my jam, but at the same time, I'm like, a little kind curious.
Spooky right before Halloween.
Yeah.
What did you think of the fights last weekend?
They were fun. I can say with honesty, Dad wasn't as revved up as he was last time. And I'll tell you, the only reason was there weren't as many knockouts. It was just kind of fight all three rounds and
show your skill. Your dad did lean over to me at one point and say, like, when the fighters were coming out, he's like, that's somebody's son or brother getting ready to go in there. And I'm like, I know, yeah. I'm like, we're going to send Simone in there next.
But can we talk about something that we didn't talk about before?
Yeah.
Salisbury Center makes some kick butt tater tots.
Yes.
I can hear him talking. He's not even listening. Why do we even have him here?
We're listening.
Well, they also make a damn good cheeseburger, and I don't know exactly how they, but it's like if you've been here for an event and didn't get food.
The tater tots were totally unexpected.
Yeah.
They are perfectly crispy on each little piece of tot. Yeah. They were really, really good. And then we got pretzels. They were delicious. Mm-hmm. I mean, the food was,
it's very,
very,
good
very shocked at
it's
how,
very good here. Thank
how
you,
good
Miguel.
The food was. Yeah.
Broad pickles are delicious.
Mm-hmm. I will add that to me. We should have a taste test. We should have a tasting, and then we can tell everybody about this.
And then we can all get quadruple bypasses.
Yes.
Because it's
everything
healthy. We named is
health food. Tater
sure
tots.
I would
hurt somebody for a basket of those right now.
I'm just so impressed how Cage Zilla is
run
and produce.
Do you want me to tell you my thought? Huh. Like, it almost felt like everybody was too friendly. Like, fighters? You remember how I talked about the camaraderie that I love and I respect and I think is really, really cool?
Yeah.
I almost felt like there wasn't enough.
I don't know. I mean, I saw an elbow to somebody's brain, but
I know, but
they were
like,
also friendly with each other. I mean, there was like a, and your dad kept saying, the elbow's okay. The elbow's allowed. The elbow's allowed, you know? So it was pretty funny. But yeah, there was a lot of that.
Yeah.
And like the production. It's just, I mean, it literally, it's so professional. And one of the guys behind the scenes is JJ DJ Entertainment. JJDJEntertainment.com for all of your wedding and photo booth and DJ needs for anything, John.
Yeah, no, but just to be clear, it's the Wild Style Production that puts on that event. And I'm just an employee to that company. That's
but you're
not
in,
associated
in the window.
With JJ
we
DJ.
See you.
Yes.
Almighty
an employee.
Sound.
John.
Audio guy up here.
It's all the cool audio guys
things.
That are Wild Style Productions. Yes. But our friend and our sponsor, who is an employee of Wild Style Productions, is JJ DJ Entertainment for all your DJ needs.
Okay. It needs to be a drinking game. Why? Not at 4:00. Well, 4:00 counts. Yeah, every time you
How
say
it. 4:00.
I don't
Jesus
know.
God,
we got to get moving
Nobody's
on here.
Nobody's watching. Okay, listen.
Let me real quick. I want to plug these Alexis Lee candles because they were at the Fall Jubilee. Mm. I'm a candle girl.
Yeah.
This girl was 14 years old when she started this company. Mm. She's 17 now. Maybe she was trying to make money to for her sweet 16, and she ended up buying a car and then another car, and then her and her mom went on a cruise. Mm. Like, she makes some seriously good candles. This one's mango coconut milk, and she is holding a workshop at Haven Arts, which is an art studio right next door to me. What's up, Dallas? He owns that. And she has, again, I'll put this, I don't know, somebody hopefully will make a list of all the things I got to put up. But she's doing a workshop. And I think this is so cool. Like I said, she's a young girl. November 16th, between 4 and 10. And she's doing a couple of different workshops. So there should be room still left. Nice. For $35. And you make a couple of two small candles. So you can make maybe some Christmas presents or whatever. This scent I'm addicted to. Mango coconut milk. Well,
obviously
you've
used that much.
I love that.
June.
Yeah. I burn it all the time. I love it. I love candles.
So now Simone wants to get into her stack of whatever this is. But before she does, I want to remind everybody that the opinions expressed by Simone Reddington on the Until They Kick Us Out podcast do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Salisbury Center, Wild Style Network, JJ DJ Entertainment, Nikki
mine,
France.
Y'all.
This is all Simone.
Or anyone.
Or anyone. Or Chris Salisbury or Jeff Salisbury or anybody, Shelby Salisbury. But so this is all her hard work. And these are all her opinions, and that is just my little thing I have to say out in front.
But, and I'm going to try to not be as long-winded as before. We have a thing now. Wrap it up. So I'm going to try to make this.
The tornado's going to take you away.
Yeah, I'm going to try to make this digestible, and then I'll follow up again with posting all my information because this is my goal, to give you all of the information I possibly can. So that you can make informed decisions about who's leading your city, who you're voting for. There still are a lot of people that are waiting until Election Day.
Mm-hmm.
I have somebody in Germany, Zach. Guten Tag.
Ah, Guten Tag,
Look
Zach.
At this, all our European
I think
viewers.
I know a Zach in Germany also.
Zach and Ashley Schneit.
Hello.
Yes. And Jess? What's up, Jess?
Get
Tribe Called Jess is on.
XO. Tribe Called Jess.
And Sarah.
Wild Style Network.
My phone's not going to go off. I don't have to walk Sophie today. So no, Sarah.
All right.
So I think the easiest way to present this is to just lay it out in, you know, recap kind of the things that I've discussed regarding our local government recently, because like I said, some people missed episode 6.5. You know, my biggest issues with our current government is we haven't had a city manager. We haven't had a dedicated city manager in a year, and we can't find anybody. They're having a closed door meeting tomorrow, which I think is very, you know, I don't know what that is. I can't imagine anybody wanting to take the job when half the people that he or she's going to be working with are going to be, might be gone after Election Day.
Mm-hmm.
So I want that to be our thing. I want us to start a campaign to find our next city manager.
Until They Kick Us Out podcast.
Yes, we are going to do that. Aw, Chris Hearn, Yoko says no. He's shouting out Dearden. We love TR. So yeah, they're having a meeting about that tomorrow. It's closed door. I don't know what's going to happen with that. When we had episode 6.5, I talked about the, can you take her off the screen?
I'm texting my friend. You're talking about your thing. I'm texting Allie. What?
Episode, well, I'm looking up and all I can see is you texting. In episode 6.5, I talked about the mayor actively campaigning in a church, in a not-for-profit. I mean, that is a big, huge no-no. And I have filed paperwork with the IRS. Call me Karen. Call me what you want. But it's wrong. She did it. And she, not only did she do it, she lied. So that's what really burns me up. So that's coming down the pike. Got that right here. That's been emailed in. If you don't stop laughing. I just like to tell everybody that the people that are in this studio with me are being very distracting.
My hands are sweating. I'm nervous.
That's why I got you the pen to play with.
Okay, I'm gonna do that. But I'm not allowed to text, Allie.
No.
Fine, just keep going.
You need to listen.
Nail them some own.
But you know what? I want to revisit the church thing. Mm-hmm. Why is it left to me as a 45-year-old mom, stay-at-home mom, to bring this information to people? Like, that is a violation of their tax-exempt status. Why is that not news?
I don't know.
Where are our newspapers?
I don't know.
Uriah Kaiser, Potomac Local, he's around and he's writing some articles. But there's things going mm-hmm. on in our town yeah. that deserve more attention. And it's I'm disappointed in our, we have Prince William Times, Inside Nova, I don't know, Manassas Patch, is that really one? I don't know.
Kind of.
I really don't know. But like, nobody's reporting news. Why isn't anybody giving voters this information? I'm upset with the newspapers. I'm calling all you out for not doing your job, because mm-hmm. I'm doing it and I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
Well, I mean, I think some people, then my two cents is like, I mean, maybe they didn't know that she spoke that day. Maybe yeah. they didn't watch. Maybe they didn't realize it was kind of campaign heavy. Like maybe, you know, maybe.
Yeah. So this is what I'm doing. I'm bringing information, whether the newspapers want to pick it up and continue with it. I sure hope they do, because there are stories here, and the voting public deserves to know mm-hmm. what we have in office. Mm-hmm. So let me start with one issue I have, and I brought it up to a couple people and they seem to not think it's an issue, but I want somebody to tell me if it's not an issue. Our mayor is in a relationship with the site executive for Micron.
What is a site executive?
He's like the highest up at Micron okay. here mm-hmm. in Manassas. Okay. And she's thanked him. His name is Delbert Parks. Mm-hmm. And she's thanked him in speeches and she's acknowledged him. And they have a thing on Facebook. They appear, you know, in pictures. And I've seen him at Tuesday night dinner concerts and around town. And I don't know, they're best friends. They're in a committed relationship. I don't know what the status is. But it makes me uncomfortable.
Hmm.
And I feel like it's a conflict of interest. Whether it truly is or isn't, I'm asking somebody to tell me if it's not. And I'll tell you why it bothers me and why it makes me really uneasy. A couple of years ago, the city manager for Warrenton, mm-hmm. not the mayor, but the city manager, she really, really, really rallied for the city to welcome an Amazon data center in Fauquier County. Mm-hmm. And she kind of lobbied for that. And eventually, you know, city council, they all voted and they brought in this data center. That chick up and left and went to work for Amazon.
Oh, I see.
So, I mean, when you have these interweavings of people, you know, and I'm sure she's careful. She owns an HR resources firm. I mean, I don't know when I get into further what I'm going to talk about, I don't know how much that says about her. But, you know, somebody tell me if that's not a conflict of interest, because I'm uneasy with it. I don't like it. So then it kind of leads you, you know, we're getting ready to sell the ball fields. And I know there was a plan in place and IBM kind of had it in their contract that we'd always have that land for the ball fields until a certain time. Well, apparently that time is up, and I think we're going to sell them. And I don't have a personal connection. Like, I have no skin in the game.
Sports pun.
with the ball fields themselves, I've never had a son that played. My nephews did. But my biggest concern is if they close those ball fields, or if Micron takes over that land, where are our ball fields?
There was they had entered something like that over by
Dean.
No, this would have been where Liberia and the Parkway come together.
Mm-hmm.
There's a track of land there that I had seen, like a plan or something, tried to go in place that was going to be some homes, some retail, and GMBL, the ball fields, were going to go there if this certain thing passed. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen anything about that. Courtney and I were probably talking about it a year ago.
Yeah.
I haven't seen anything about it since then, but that was,
well,
I think...
Up. It's up for discussion, and it's a big deal.
Yeah.
I'm wary because I don't feel like our government is operating with full transparency. And I say that because they just recently, this week or last week, came out with this announcement about community conversations. Come share your ideas for the future of the city's first community center and rec facility. Mm-hmm. Well, that has been discussed. But has it gone to vote? Has there been a decision to make the Marsteller property a rec center? No. So why are they telling the public, come join this discussion? They should say, come join this discussion on the best use of this property that we just purchased. Do I think that a rec center would be good? Yes. Do I think maybe ball fields or sport fields, if we can fit it over there, might be good? Yes. But I also want to know, like, you know, because they do studies and they present data, like, who would come, you know, who can get there, who can get to the rec center. And I'm telling you, they want to build this new rec center. Have you been to the Boys and Girls Club?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to hear crap until somebody goes to the Boys and Girls Club and does something about it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't tease me. With this rec center that I hear Michelle Davis Younger wants her name on it, and mark my words. That's not going to happen. Not after all this.
No, that place is like in shambles, right?
It is disgusting. And they offer affordable after-school care, but like nobody wants to send their kids there because it's a big dump.
Yeah.
It was a dump 20 years ago when my kids were playing volleyball and basketball camps there. I mean, it's gross. But we do have, it's accessible to so much of our community within our 9.9 square miles. So
there's ball fields behind Marsteller already. They're just
there
overgrown.
Are fields.
Yeah.
No, there are fields, and if you go back there now, it's all been cleared out. So it's all dirt right now.
Yeah, yeah.
So they are putting in fields. I don't know if it would be the same as Manassas GMBL. I don't know. But again, I'm uneasy with the coziness of people. So then in my research and talking to people, I found out that an illegal meeting was held on July 15th. So what that means is all of these heads of our local government, our mayor, the clerk, our city manager, city council,
which
school
clerk?
Board.
The clerk of the city council?
Yes, Eric Smith.
Okay.
They all attended a meeting at the Art Factory on July 15th this year. And Danica Rome spoke. Michelle Maldonado spoke. Legislative issues were discussed. No members of the public were ever notified or invited. No members of the media were invited or attended. That is illegal. And I've been in contact with the Virginia Attorney General.
And isn't it like if there's more than two city council members that it's a meeting?
It qualifies as a meeting.
Yeah,
and they do make very specific parameters that you have to follow so that it isn't mistaken for a meeting.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, I don't know if it was a glaring mistake. I don't know if it was intentional. All I know is that these people were present for a meeting and there was no public and no media there. And they did not follow all the rules necessary to notify the public or media. So I was talking with the attorney general and actually another journalist, Alan Gloss, mm-hmm. whose name has come up a couple mm-hmm. times.
AG. I'm just kidding. I've never met him. No, I met him the one time.
He came out. Yeah, yeah, he met us at, he introduced himself to the at the cutting.
Yeah, yeah.
So he actually had looked into this, mm-hmm. but he decided to let it go because he just recently successfully sued Prince William County
for
holding an illegal meeting during COVID. Mm. And it was during like Black Lives Matter and all that. And they held this meeting. And again, no media, no public. It was like five or six people. And Alan Gloss sued and won. So he's like, I've just got a lot of things going on. And I was like, okay, but can you tell me? And so he gave me as much information as possible. I was like, okay. So I just kind of sat on it. And in the meantime, somebody tells me, because this is my life now, I get tips and, you know, go pick this up, or I have this paper. And they said, you need to FOIA electronic communications between the mayor and Ross Snare. And I said, okay. I was like, I don't know what that means, but I did. And I got back a very interesting conversation. But it's news, mm-hmm. and I've really struggled in how to tell this story because, you know, everybody, these are real people I'm talking about. These are real situations. And, but I think the voting public deserves to know as much of a story about their government as possible. And this is part of it. So I received my results from my FOIA, and in it were screenshots of a text message conversation. And
the hell's all that?
I know. I'm just trying to get to it. This is all Alan Gloss stuff.
AG.
So the conversation in all of these text messages here, if you want to flip through those, is interesting.
Dare I?
Yes. And I'll give you the gist of the conversation. Ross Snare, who's our chairman of the Airport Association, was applying to be on another board, the Economic Development Authority, I believe. Economic Development Authority. And he was interviewing for this position. And he was very fed up. I think he's had some past issues with certain individuals that would be on the board that are on the within city council that would make the decision for him to be appointed to these positions. So he was frustrated, and out of frustration, he said some nasty things. Before I get into that, I'd like you to see the very first page of the conversation. This just landed in my lap. Is between Michelle Davis Younger and Ross Snare. And what are they talking about? Who do you think they're, what are they talking about? Right there off the, right out the gate, Alan Gloss. Mm. Because Alan Gloss came to them about the illegal meeting and he threatened to sue. Mm. And the mayor said, one of his reporters, Alan Gloss, showed up at the city hall threatening to sue the city. And then she says, he mentioned it to someone that I was taking data center money. What's that about? That's the first I've heard. So, Michelle, got anything to say about that? And she said, sue because we didn't have our meeting notice posted outside on the front door. And then she did the eye roll emoji. Yeah, Ross, Ross sent South Park. I don't watch South Park, so I don't understand that.
This is Timmy.
What does it mean?
It's a guy in a wheelchair, and he's like, Timmy, and that's all he knows how to say. It's like he's referencing that perhaps this person has a mental disability.
Oh, that's what it means.
Yeah. It's not kind.
Yeah. She said, but he was going to cut us some slack this time. So Alan, he didn't want to touch it, but it needs to be looked into. I don't care if it was a mistake. I don't care if it was. There's Allie. She's there.
Yeah, so they're coming in from the top. So the top is the newest one.
Oh.
Yeah. Allie's been there. She's been and gone.
Yes. So I thought that was really interesting because when I spoke with the attorney general, like, has anybody confronted the attendees of this meeting that what they attended was illegal? And I was like, I don't know. So I sent an email, and I've actually gotten a response from Suzanne Seberg. She said the school board did notify as per their rules. So it seems like the school board is safe in this situation. And then Ralph Smith sent me a thing that said he just went based on the city council calendar reflected it. But that's all I've heard from. And that's a big deal. You don't have meetings without us. Simple as that. Yeah. I don't know what more to say. So let's get back into this conversation with Ross Snare and the mayor. He is frustrated with a particular person on city council. And he calls her a fat m. And
B? C?
See you next Tuesday.
Oh, no.
And I'm going to be honest. The language doesn't... We know that I have a much, much dirtier mouth than that. So the language doesn't bother me, especially when I have to say, I can't tell you the amount of people that have come to me in Ross Snare's defense. Mm-hmm. And I met him this morning. Mm. He met me at Gerani. We talked. And I told him, I said, I can't make you any promises. I can't make any deals because this is part of the story. But meeting him, he is a really nice guy. I think that he said this out of frustration. From everybody I talk about, they say that there is no one more deserving of that nasty comment than our Vice Mayor Pam Sobeski, who he spoke it about. They say she is the nastiest person, and I don't know what to say, but thank you for your service. I'll be glad when she's gone. He made these dumb comments, and what are you trying to show me?
Probably not.
Well, all I have are the papers, so I'll just put them up later.
I can zoom in on it if you hold it up, and I can zoom in on the camera. It's up to you if you guys want to put it out there.
We're good.
Thank you. Thanks, John. JJ, did you entertain me?
So, bigger story. Yeah, Ross said stupid crap, whatever. He said stupid stuff. But he should be reprimanded. Do I think anybody should be fired? Do I think anybody should lose their job? No. I think that he said some stupid stuff in here, and Patrick Small said some stupid stuff in here. Patrick Small, I don't know what to say about you. I can't say anything in your defense. You live with it. I mean, everybody says he's on his way out. I don't know what to say. What I'm disappointed in is the mayor was in this conversation. And for somebody who should be leading this town, for somebody that owns an HR and a human resources firm, where's her interjection? You don't talk about the vice mayor like that, or, you know, just anything. She just rolled on with it and went right on to the next thing. You know, oh, yeah, I'll be there for your interview, showing him preferential treatment. Does she go to every interview that everybody wants to go? Like, it's just shady crap. And I'm done with it. Like, if you're going to let this go on, like I said, she's like, okay, well, let's still continue to interview. She should have said, you know what? I don't think this is the right fit. If you have these thoughts, you should sit back and think about this. Or, you know what? Like, Patrick Small made a comment and they were joking about another city council member, and they made racial references to a janitor or laundry list, something like that. Mm-hmm. Like, that is that something somebody should be fired over? I don't think. I would like to see them reprimanded and written up. But I think that Ross Snare is a vital part of this town. And it's kind of like it falls. I'm not putting him up at the level of Doug Keene for president, but I'm going to put him in the same zip code. This is a man who lives in the county. He doesn't even live in the city. He has been on the Airport Commission for 6 years, and he's the chairman of it because we don't have people. Ross Snare, not a pilot, knows nothing about flying, is the chairman of the Airport Commission. Like, why aren't we actively finding people within the city and who want to be on that? And Ross Snare can now use his, because he's the expert there. 6 years, he's the expert. You know, we need to be able to start bringing these people in and teaching them. I want to stop seeing people going from one board to another board. And I just want better.
Yeah, I want to see, are there people that want to do it?
Yeah.
You know?
I didn't even know there was an airport commission.
But like devil's advocates. she doesn't say anything here. Is it because we don't, like, does she try to say as little as possible?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, do you want to not interject, you know, your opinion on everything? Do you want to let someone, what do they say, give enough rope to
hang themselves? Yeah. One, I think in this case, the cover-up is worse than the crime.
Right.
I mean, like I said, he says, you know, I'll make that fat cry. And then it just continues on like it's just regular conversation. And I think that as a leader of our town, I think that's kind of gross and negligent.
Mm-hmm.
It might just be me, I don't know. I don't know what to make of it.
Yeah. And that's why I don't like being like a whole, like, I don't like diving into it because I don't want to know what people say. Do you know what I mean? Like,
my phone won't stop ringing.
Yeah, well, that sucks.
But I'm very curious, and I'll put up the conversation so everybody can read it for themselves. It's interesting for sure. And like I said, this is people within our town. This is how things roll, and we need to make a change. We need change. I am begging the news outlets to start giving the voters more information. Don't just give them the little bits that they just apply to. Start digging up news. What happened to that? What happened to the, you know, where's Inside Edition?
Right. What's that guy's name that has a voice you love?
Oh.
I'm begging the news outlets to, like, make it known, you know, when these boards have openings. Like, I see it, just stumble upon it now and then, but, like, you know, how, like, help us, you know, get a city manager. Like, do people even know we're looking besides from on the until?
Well,
like,
I told you it's
going to,
we're going to make it our campaign. Yeah. Yeah. We're going to find the best, most awesome, freaking rocking city manager.
We literally,
yes,
are going to find the best city manager.
It's going to be awesome. Yeah. And I feel like I can't find my paper. So, yeah, I think I'm good. I think that, you know, I'm not coming out with any.
The tornadoes are blowing through.
I do want to. Where's my phone? Because I met this wonderful man today, Mr. Nice, and he was telling me about a Veterans Day celebration up at the Harris Pavilion. And I want to make sure that I say it's in the poster's in a lot of windows in town. The American Legion Post 10. Veterans Day ceremony at the Harris Pavilion, City of Manassas, Saturday, November 9th, 2024. Ceremony to begin promptly at 10, so please be seated at 9:30. But the Veterans Day parade is the weekend before, on the 2nd.
All right.
This is a ceremony on the 9th.
And the first Friday is November 1st, then?
I think, the
day after Thanksgiving. It's a gallery walk. So they will be doing, Dora will be in place, and it'll be just another first Friday, probably not as nuts. All of the new rules and everything are laid out. We will share it on, like, HMI's
page. Last first Friday seemed to go over pretty well. We didn't even talk about that. That was fun.
It was really fun.
That was a good time, and there was really no major dust-up. It was all kind of...
Yeah, boring, which I think was great, you know, but I mean, everyone
bring
had
us
a,
boring,
yeah,
bring
yeah.
us boring.
Seriously. And then just before we close, I'm not going to go into it too much now because we've already talked so much, but do keep a lookout on our socials and, you know, on the next episode, we are going to start to have some community events, you and me, cleanup events and events where, like, we go out on our own, you know, clean up the museum, clean up the parking garage, just meet and talk, you know.
Let's have fun.
Yeah.
Being
and
productive.
So that will be coming in the future. I just wanted to talk about it really quickly, but we'll have more information on it. It is going to get cold soon, but while we still have this, like, nice fall weather, I want to get together. I want, you know, us to go and, like, see, like, what exactly can we go do and make it better?
I can stand from afar and tell you where the trash is. because you know it's kind of hard to see when you're close up. So I'll have a crypt lord.
Yes, you can supervise. Yes, and I
will dole out gloves.
Yes, but that's what we're gonna do. Is that we want to meet you guys more in person when we have met you at different events. It is so fun, and but let's all get together and do something super constructive.
And I'll bring food and snacks.
That is coming in the future. I just wanted to touch on it before they kick us out.
And Yoko says no. First Friday.
Yoko says no.
One of my favorites, Chris.
First Friday. Yeah, great.
Is that it?
That's a lot of information. So people can go back and you'll put it on our socials.
I will
and
put this
like
out
that.
Everywhere and everybody can do what they want with it. And yeah.
And then, yeah.
I think this is it. Go vote.
Yeah. Maybe, might be able to get in one more time before voting. But if not,
we're
Team Tang. Whoever
reach
else.
Reach out if you have any questions. I'm happy to talk about it.
When it comes to your federal elections, do what you're going to do. It has nothing to do with us.
But, orange or the coconut?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Those opinions are not expressed by JJDJ Entertainment.
Turn the camera off.
All right, we love you. Thank you so much for tuning in live.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Look, we're less than an hour. It was a little bit better.
By the skin of our teeth.
Yeah. John says.
We're off. Thank you.
Picture.
The coconut.
Yeah.
Do what?